Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
All right, what's up, dude? Before we start, I just have to...
Gonna give that a play.
that's us.
Yeah.
So that'd be nice to, you know, some ambient sort of us when we used to do this.
Right.
In the background, just a little throwback.
Just to have a vibe?
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of set the vibe.
So it's me watching you with us watching you watching me.
Yes, precisely. Nicely put. And the best thing about this is we're going to get ads, too.
Oh, perfect.
YouTube ads as well as our own ads. So double ads in this episode.
Yeah, we're actually getting paid a double rate to do an ad while another ad goes on in the background.
No, this is just for free.
Yeah, what am I saying? This is charity, man. We just love doing ads so much. We just figured, why not just... do some more.
Yeah, it's cool to do charity for like a non-profit, right? But it's actually even cooler to do charity for a for-profit. Who's this?
Who's who?
Not see that?
No. I'm just looking at you longingly. We got an additional...
Look at the go to the grid view. Hey.
I can't get rid of it.
Hey, who what? Somebody on?
Yeah, hey. What's up?
Hey.
Obi, wait a minute, I'm going to get my glasses on here. What the hell? I can't figure out this thing. Is Obi around?
I can't get rid of that.
You can't get rid of it. We're trying to get Obi on here. What's going on, you guys?
No, she's not. We're doing a podcast. Did you mean to click this link?
Well, wait a minute. Who the hell are you guys,
you're
first of all?
You're supposed to get Obi for her birthday.
I'm trying to get Obi, but yeah, it is her birthday, but what the hell is going on here? Wait a minute. Hold on. You're just in time
for the town hall. Thank you so much for joining.
Well, who are you guys?
We're just holding an open forum to discuss the local penis statue being placed in Los Angeles.
Is this the apartment?
Yes.
I can't.
This is
a really nice apartment, Obi.
Something bad. Find out what they're talking about.
Hold on.
What are they doing?
I think we got our first.
Ask them what they're doing again.
What? Who the hell? How does this thing work, Kathy? I can't figure this out. I'm trying to wish Obi happy birthday. What are your names, by the way?
I'm Cody.
I'm Noel.
Cody. Come on. What's your real name, man?
Fuck you.
What's your real name?
What's up, guys? This is the TUT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, tutpodcast.tv. Sign up for a membership now at tutpodcast.tv.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gay. My arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
And we're back.
So what city are you in? Tell me, give me some road stories.
Oh. You want some roadhead?
Yeah, give me some roadhead.
All right, first of all, man, let me tell you something about the road, okay? You read that?
No. I can't. Hold on. Yeah, I guess I got a full screen UI.
Hey.
One sec.
It says the only thing tougher than a trucker is a trucker's wife.
That's hard as hell. Where'd you get that?
I believe I got it on my way from Tuscaloosa to somewhere. It was a gas station.
So sick. Wait, do it again because I got you full screen now. Let's see it. Dude, that's awesome.
And the shirt says Tough Wife. Too? Yeah, it's a pink truck, and the license plate is Tough Wife.
That's sick. So is she also a driver?
Oh, yeah.
She trucks harder than her trucker husband?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, that chick trucks.
Yeah. You don't want to truck off my wife, dude. You do not want to truck off my wife.
Fuck, I want that shirt. That's sick.
Everyone in LA buying vintage is just trying to dress like Midwestern and Southern gas station drip. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah. You could flip that shirt for a pretty penny.
Yeah. I'll take this to
you
the
could,
fucking
100%. Sell that shit on Depop, dude.
Let's go to the
Melrose. Put that shit up on Grailed, guaranteed.
Melrose Trading Post. Yeah, $100, man.
Yeah, like Hypebeast, like fighting over it.
Dude, that shit is sick.
Dude, yeah. That is drippy.
I got another one that was related to the veterans, and I put it on my story, and someone DM'd me said, I know you're not making fun of the veterans. And
were you making fun of the veterans?
Yes. No, I wasn't. It was just...
Oh, I know you weren't doing that. Yeah. Oh, hell no.
Not. It was just a cool shirt. Bro, I didn't even... You want a road story?
Hey, I think, give me some roadhead.
Let me give you some roadhead, man. That's why it's bubblegum pink up here. No, that's disgusting. Isn't that the worst TikTok meme right now?
Yeah, horrible.
I know it's bubblegum pink.
This could get worse and worse.
I know it's pigskin pink.
You pigskin. I don't like it, but when they started using the hash codes for the color.
Yeah. No, that was hilarious.
I like the evolution of the meme, like people building on it, but I don't like the foundation of the meme.
Yeah.
And I'm just worried for what the next one is. You know what I mean? Like, they just get worse and worse.
Yeah. I know it's chocolate brown.
Yeah. Wait, talking about...
I know that's a chocolate starfish. Yeah, buttholes. I know that's a Godiva 72% dark chocolate brown.
Please don't. Yeah, please don't let that be it. So wait, what were you saying?
Well, so I didn't even get to talk about this. In San Antonio, I tried to go to a gym. It was going to be my first day working out on the road. And I get an Uber. Literally almost die. This is not some hyperbolic story. I mean, quite literally almost died. This woman's car was not mechanically sound, and she had no idea what she was doing on the road. She missed stop signs, you know, blast green, like chill at green lights, just doing the opposite of everything in front of her. This gym is supposed to be 7 minutes away, and she keeps missing every turn. So the time kept going up. She somehow found herself driving away from the gym. And then she realized 3 or 5 minutes later that she was driving away from the gym. So then when she finally gets, like, nails a few turns and finally gets on the freeway, she just no-looked, signaled almost into a fucking trailer that's designed to haul, you know, multiple cars.
Yeah.
And...
We were like, oh!
No, I just kind of embraced it. I thought, well, this is it. Stop number two, I'm going. And by the way, people in Texas, you motherfuckers cannot drive.
Why? Dude, what do they do?
they all floor it. They don't look when they change lanes. They all want to die. I think that's the goal, is they all want to go. So yeah, she almost kills us. And then we finally get to this gym and we're pulling up and I kind of see this weird entrance. And then I look to my right and I just see, you know, like Fort Wayne or I don't know. And I'm going, what? And we pull up to the gate and it's a dude in a military outfit. And I go, hey man, I was trying to get to the gym. Is it on base? He's like, yeah. Is this an Uber? I say, yeah. He puts his hand on the butt of the rifle and he starts inspecting into the Uber. And I'm going, you think if there's going to be a fucking terrorist attack and he's going to be in San Antonio, bro? Okay. And then he goes, well, she can't come in, but you're good. And I say,
wait, so, why? Why?
So, bro, I say, so the gym is on base? He said, yeah, this is a military base. And I go, yeah, okay. I
said, so there's a public gym on a military
no.
base?
No. So then I say, is it open to the public? And he goes, well, she can't come. And I say, no, dude, is the gym on base open to the public? And he said, yeah, you got an ID? I said, what kind of ID? He goes, military ID. I say, no, dude, I'm a civilian. I'm asking if the gym is open to the public. Then he goes, no, this is a military base. And I'm just like, I can fucking see that. And then
did you Google this?
No, so I did, but when you look on Google Maps, there's no marking that it's on a military base. After I knew, I went and looked at Google, and then there's these big markings digitally that shows like a area, but it nothing explicitly says military base.
And the gym is listed like as a business?
Yes.
What the fuck?
And it shows just
called?
Dude, hold on. I can find it. But so then after the guy, I'll find it after, but then, so then after the guy goes, like, he scoffs at me and he's like, no, this is a military base. And then he turns to his pal in the booth. He's like, this fucking guy. And I never felt so angry. I'm like, I wanted to scream at him. I said, listen, Jarhead, I'm not stupid. I've been asking you if it's open to the public.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about public military guys.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh my fucking
military
God,
guys out in the public.
Yeah.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
So then the lady makes a U-turn.
Wait, kind of sick that he thought that you were in the military, though.
Well, it's my haircut, dude. Like, this haircut.
I mean, I feel like that makes you look kind of like, that means you look like a little badass, you know?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. The haircut might have thrown him off. You know, this haircut outside of Atlanta, New York, Chicago, and L.A., in the Midwest, everyone thinks I'm military. Every airport I've been to in the last year, when I, like, walk up, people, dude, like, yeah, dude, yes, yes.
No way.
Yes, they step to the side and they go, oh, sir, please.
Please have my first class seat.
Yeah, they all ask me, like, just strangers will ask me. They'll be like,
you're military, right?
Yeah, yeah, no, dude.
You got to start, you buy some fucking fatigues.
Dude, I have some. I don't know why I haven't stolen valor yet. Like, it's so easy. It's so easy. Dude,
walking around getting free shit.
Bro, fucking.
You can hit that gym. That's for sure.
You want to talk about badge bunnies, bro? Let me tell you about military bunnies. They are 48-year-old white men in the Midwest and the South. So the place is called Jimmy Brought, as in brought groceries, or, you know, brought a bag of chips.
Okay.
Jimmy Brought Fitness Center. If you look this up on Google, it's got 324 reviews. So I'm thinking this is a frequented place. When you go look at the pictures, it's just people working out. But I should have known something was off because, one, if I just read the comments, it says retired military. So military gyms are all I have known. So that's on me.
I mean, I bet you it would be a sick gym to work out at.
Yeah, no, I bet everyone in there is fucking yoked. But if you look this shit up on Google Maps, you know,
dude,
unless
the website is like a military website.
Basedirectory.com. I didn't even click the website. Joint Base San Antonio. Yes. Okay. So yeah, if I click this, I would have gotten hints, but I don't know. On the surface, would you do some intense research on the Jimmy Brought Fitness Center?
No.
Also, for my Google results, the first picture that came up, if you swipe over like three images in on your phone, the first one that came up for me is this fucking Christmas tree with a bunch of bears on it.
Okay.
And then a pool. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, this is just kind of like a local family owned something.
Festive.
Yeah, like it's like, oh, that's cute.
I mean, this gym looks sick as hell.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was more hyped about. I mean, you could see why I would be so eager to go.
Yeah,
all I got was the Christmas tree and then this dude with a headband doing deadlifts. And I thought, okay, this is probably a good gym. And then if you go on the map, you know, if you scroll around, you'll see little things giving it up, like Army Wellness Center. Okay. and Main Flagpole, Fort Sam Houston. But there's no fucking marking on the actual map. So whatever. I'm not mad at the guy. I was more irritated because he got irritated with me. And I kept asking him multiple times. I'm like, bro, is this shit open to the public? Yeah, public military. So whatever. So we leave, and then this lady is fully just foot on the gas, driving forward, looking backwards at me, asking, so what do you want to do? I'm like, well, I think you should look at the road. And then
she's like, yo, should we join the military? Dude, like, low-key, that seemed pretty cool.
Bro.
Those guys were cool, man. We should join the military.
So then I had to ask her multiple times, please pull over so I can figure out what to do. And she kept going, uh-huh. And then she just keep blowing stop signs. And eventually I convinced her to pull over.
I mean, this is one of those things where at that point I would write the day off in terms of a workout.
Oh, yeah. I just needed to get the address to go back. And I need to figure it out in the
app.
Yeah,
just like, it's God does not want me to work out today.
Yeah.
Someone's giving me a sign. It's not going to work out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to work out, and also it's not going to work out. Yeah. So, you know, it's a wash.
I mean, dude, I have to say this. This, you know, I thought this whole experience was going to be a comedy tour.
Oh, what the hell? Well, what was that?
Some big-ass bug just, like, died. What the fuck? It just, like, all right, I'll figure that out later. That was crazy. I thought this was going to be, you know, a comedy tour with some go-karting in the middle. And what it's been is it's been a gym tour. I have
nice.
To... Dude, this guy today, oh my God. So we've been driving the Sprinter around, obviously.
Yeah.
And so I went to a Crunch Fitness today. By the way,
nice.
How down bad do you think a Crunch Fitness is if they're offering signups for $1?
Probably pretty down. Having trouble getting people in the door for sure.
I was giggling at that. I thought, holy fuck, they're almost paying people to come here.
Just please come do some crunches in here.
Dude, it's $1 and the first month is free. You know?
Damn, that's kind of sad.
It is, but I was imagining people on the 29th day just walking to the front of the desk going, yeah, I didn't like it. And they're about to cancel. And people working there are like, come
line,
on, dude.
It's a line of people all doing the exact same thing. Yeah, I'd like to cancel my membership. It's day 29. You can't. Not again.
You fucking
yeah,
asshole.
Yeah, I wasn't fucking with it. Took me a while.
So we park the van up, or the Sprinter. We hop out. This bald guy's walking towards us, okay? He's got a t-shirt, and it's got Times New Roman lettering, dead center. It's got some phrase. I think it's, I'm good, in all lowercase. Okay. It's a dirty-ass t-shirt. He's wearing jeans. He kind of looks like he was a guitar tech for the band Disturbed or something.
Okay.
He's just kind of got vague hints of like nu metal. Like he's got some tattoos. He's got sweatbands on his wrists. Everything about him is just a little bit off. And he comes like marching up to the Sprinter and he goes, how's van life?
Oh, was he like a roadie?
I don't know. I took it as he wanted, well, okay, no, because his next statement will give it away. But when he said that, immediately I'm thinking, oh, this fool thinks there's just a bed and a kitchen in there. I kind of just stare at him for a second and I go, yeah, it's good, man. He says, yeah, I've been thinking of getting one because I got a fucking wife I need to run away from.
For sure, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
Yeah, right after he says that, he keeps walking and then acknowledges himself, like what he just said, and he just goes, feel that.
Wait, what?
So he goes, how's van life? I'm thinking to get one because I got this fucking wife I want to run away from. Feel that. Then he gets in
now,
his
was
suit.
Was that an exclamation or was he asking you if you felt that?
No, it was like exclamatory, like. It's just
like,
you know,
he might have not realized that he was the one that said that.
Yes. And then he got in his Subaru and
that's
drove
so
away.
Funny. Dead straight face. Gotta get away from my wife. Feel that.
Dude.
You're like, are you good, man?
And he hopped in his car and he drove away. It was such a, like, you know, you see all those TikToks about NPCs. That was actually an NPC moment.
Yeah.
Hey, how's van life? I've been thinking about buying one because I got a fucking wife I'm trying to run away from.
And you're just clicking A and it's scrolling through the dialogue.
Dude, just come on. Just move.
Ends with a dot, 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 and it's like bouncing.
Feel that.
Yeah, just fucking, it's just slamming A trying to get through it. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing people don't think about. Like, that's the, you know, the consumers of van life content aren't only like wanderlust want to be influencers.
That's
also
such a good
like
point,
that.
Bro. That's such a good point.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's also dudes like that are like, fuck, like, this is sick because then I could just, like, a bed that I could move.
Bro, what a niche of just got, what, and what a crazy thought to have watching a van life video where you watch that and you go, I could run away from my family.
Yeah, I know. So funny. It must be like 80% of the comments are like, oh my God, I would love to explore the Redwood Forest in the Bay Area like you are. Like
I
want to
leave Susan.
And then 20% of the comments are like, so I don't have to sleep in the same bed with my wife anymore?
Huh. And let's say if I drove away, my kids could never call as well because they would
not
know.
And they couldn't find me as well,
yeah.
Too.
So when you go to these places, is there typically cellular reception? No. That's good. That's good. No, I like that. I like that. I like that. That's, yeah, just so wild.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
I was another gym yesterday, and these dudes were straight up betting on lifts.
What do you mean?
It was just
that's awesome.
It was like a couple
betting to see if they could put it up.
Yeah, it was like a couple of old heads and then some young guys, and they were all huge. And this dude, one of the old heads, walks up and he's like, "Hey, you got that 50? I told you, man." And the young guy's like, "Yeah," and he pulls out 50 and he hands it to him. He's like, "See, that's what happens." Like, just basically, it's like egging him on. Like,
fuck, that's awesome.
You fucking put your money where your mouth is. And then the whole time, man, they were just cooking whoever was lifting. Like, they would let him suffer for a couple seconds. Like, "You got that? You sure you got that?" and then they'd spot him. That shit made me want to lift more because I'm like, dude.
I know. I love that, like, camaraderie. Yeah. I would love to, like, open a gym one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, on some Bradley Martin shit.
No, I don't want a Bradley Martin gym. I don't want a cool gym. I want what I want.
What?
I want $3 first 6 months free.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to beg people to come to my gym.
Yeah. Yeah. And oh, also, I was going to say, I don't want a gym in, you know, like its own building or I want it to be in a shopping center next to a Michael's Art like
strip
and
mall?
Supply. Yeah, strip mall.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's hot, sweaty, all the machines are just a little too close to each other.
Fluorescent lights.
Yeah, we sell our own. Just kind of concoctions in the front, you know.
Yeah, and it's carpeted.
Yeah.
And you use that in the marketing material.
Yeah,
world's first carpeted gym. It just smells crazy.
Our carpets absorb everything.
Imagine you trying to get like stability to like heavy squats on a fucking carpet or like snapping their fucking Achilles.
Oh. Yeah, man. Yeah, so you know, I've been on the gym tour, man. It's been good.
I just think it would be sick to like have a gym. I don't know, even like a home gym like you have, but like just and then it just become like people like the dudes that are at Gold's are just there all day. It's like their spot. It's like their social life and their workout life in one.
Yeah.
Which I probably wouldn't want, but like it seems kind of like a cool life, you know? Because you get into that sort of shit. It's like you just spend so much time there. It's like, all right, let's fucking bet each other on how much we could lift.
Yeah, I really like that.
Jacked and rich at the same time.
I like the idea of just small betting while lifting. That adds a whole new dynamic to it.
Yeah.
Dude. And I like that the nominations were small, you know? Because you always hear, bet you $20, and people don't actually honor it.
Yeah.
But, you know, imagine you just, that's how you wean off of gambling. Like, you just get really in shape because you and a group of addicts are like, all right, what if we bet on something healthy?
Yeah. You might like this. So, this is related to gym stuff. Kelsey showed me this. She's a fan of this comedian. Her name's Carly Aquilino, I believe.
Mm.
And she was like, "You got to check out this like saved story on her profile. It's hilarious." And so were walking and she showed me, and it was, she was like her telling the camera about how she really wanted one of those hand chairs.
Mm.
You know, the chairs that look like a big hand.
Oh yeah. The ones in Planet Fitness.
Yeah. Okay. So she, but they're also like cool bespoke furniture. Like you can get like a designer one of those that looks really cool. Right. So she was like, I was obsessed with these things. I really wanted one, but I couldn't afford one because they're all like $1,000 or whatever. So then I saw one listed on Craigslist and it was like vintage hand chair. And she got there and it was bright yellow. And she was like, and it was also like plastic. And she was like, okay, this doesn't really seem right, but she'd already paid for it, I think. Like, I think she basically got scammed, right?
Yeah.
So, and she was like too scared to like say anything or whatever. So she brings it home, puts it in her apartment, and then has it there for a while. And then like, you know, is in another place and goes to a Planet Fitness and was like, that's the fucking chair. Or walks by a Planet Fitness or something and sees the chair and realized that whoever sold it to her just stole them from Planet Fitness and then sold them as vintage hand chairs. It's like the ugliest fucking chair in the world.
Oh, it's horrendous, man.
Like, who chose this color scheme, too? And why does it work?
Dude, it's even worse when they put them in the shopping centers by the window, because when the light hits them, that shit is blinding, dude. I mean, like, I could see that yellow in a, you know, I could see it in a space. I think there's a way you could use it. But yeah, when you take a second look at it, you realize, oh, this shit is hideous.
I mean, like, just the whole purple and yellow, Planet Fitness in general. Like, I remember going there when we were on the road.
Yeah.
And just like that color scheme, like, activates my fight or flight. You know, I don't feel at ease.
Oh, nah.
Which kind of helps with lifting, I guess.
The vibe in a Planet Fitness is so different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting a flavor of all of it, dude. I can tell you this. Crunch Fitness. I'll tell you a funny story. For the longest time, I thought Crunch Fitness was only in West Hollywood.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know it was like a national chain.
Yeah, no, the branding and everything, I just thought it was a West Hollywood specific. I basically thought it was a gay gym. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
In total ignorance, I thought it was just a gay dude gym. I'm like, oh, that's dope. They made their own gyms too.
Yeah. It's like the military gym.
Yeah. Yeah, just for gay people. I legitimately thought that for a long time.
Yeah.
And then, I saw one wherever the fuck we were like a week ago, and I was like, oh, they're national. I was like, I'm so stupid.
The gyms are gay dudes.
Oh, yeah, I realized it gay. Yeah, so, you know, I didn't realize they had gay gyms across America.
No, I didn't realize they had gay dudes
across
America. That's what I thought you were saying.
No, creating a safe space for gay men across America. No, I really thought that was just... a single location gay guy gym. And I was surprised. But
did you work out there?
I worked out at a Crunch today. Yes, I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Me and...
Were they pumped?
Oh.
Was the manager like, thank you, dude. I just want to, again, for the sixth time, just thank you so much for coming in, man.
Nah, bro.
Anything? You want like a hot towel or you want like lemon water? Or
I know no one is signing up for that fucking gym because we walked in there and the dude who works the front just completely walked away from the desk.
Okay.
And then he was walking up and he kind of looked at us like, oh, there's people. And so there's
Jerry, we got a fucking...
Yeah.
Are you here?
Yeah.
You want to... Really?
Bro. So there's a lady working... There's a lady working at the front, and she's like, hey, guys, but nothing else. And then the other guy walks up to help us out, and I'm like, hey, man, we just want some day passes. And he, like, stuttered on that. I don't think he's ever heard anyone say that. He was like, day pass, okay.
Okay, I don't even think, how do I do that on the system?
Bro, literally, he was, like, needing a second. And then he goes, card or cash? No one's ever asked me that for a day pass. Everywhere else I've been, it's so strict. You know, we need your ID. You have to sign the waiver. You have to create a profile, this and that. And he's a card or cash? I say card. He's like, you want it on the same? I said, yeah. I just paid. He's like, all right, guys. And he walks away.
No waiver.
No. And Tom and I were laughing.
That's probably why they were going out of business, because people are suing them.
Dude, I don't think there's enough people getting hurt in there for them to sue. Like, I think shit's just on fire. And then Tom was just laughing, and he goes, dude, we should have just walked in. Like, guarantee. Because there was no, we realized after, there's no one to, like, scan a pass or anything. You know,
they just looking up there. Yeah.
It's just like scouts honor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to just look. You got to just walk in with a little bit of confidence.
Bro.
And go.
Oh, dude. No, there would have been no one to do that to, because no one gave a fuck when we walked in. It was so funny.
Let's see how they're doing.
Crunch? You looking up their stock price?
They've raised $21 million. Okay.
Yeah, take us to Cody's finance corner. What's your assessment on Crunch Fitness? Is this a buy or a sell?
Well, it's not public, so don't think you could buy it. But seems to be owned by a private equity company.
Well, let me tell you, their location in Columbia, South Carolina, is not making money.
Those damn carpets, dude.
It's those damn carpets, man. If they just got carpets,
walking in and the carpet's like,
just feels like a casino in there.
No, but with no air filtration, just musty as hell.
Yeah, dudes are smoking in between sets. Fucking hell.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
I've been doing a lot of bowling, too.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Hey, man, I think my average is going up. I feel like I've really learned how to nail a strike with a 12-pounder. Feels good.
Fuck yeah. Did you see that the tweet about bowling? Somebody posted it on my subreddit after Cody Noel do.
Yeah.
Bowling, yeah.
Yeah, and to that I would say, everyone, that's how you know I'm a good husband. I've retired any interest in being good at sex. She can trust me anytime I go out, you know?
Okay.
It's like, your husband's going to the strip club? Yeah, but he bowls a 300. Oh.
Oh.
Fucking zero riz. Yeah.
So
okay.
He's good, yeah.
He's good, yeah.
Zero riz.
Rizless.
He tries, but trust me, it's
you should see him bowl. You're though.
Your only riz is like bowling based jokes.
Yeah,
yeah. I often find myself with fingers and holes. And
let me tell you, there's like, no split you're gonna do that's harder than a 7-10. Okay,
yeah. Stripper's like, here's your money back.
Oh, you're good
taking
at bowling?
The ones out of the bra and be like, here you go.
Oh, you're good at bowling here. So sorry. Listen, I made 10K tonight. I'm going to give you one. I hope this fixes it. Fixes what? I hope it makes it better. Yeah, bro. Oh,
what do you mean? I mean, life's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I also laugh when we go bowling, because we actually try to be good and not one person around us cares about being good. Everyone else is just drunk as shit, hurling balls down lanes, hitting three pins and going, man, I can't get 10. It's so funny.
And you guys are what? Like, you bring your own shoes?
We're almost there, man.
Do you got your own balls in the Sprinter?
Nah. Because you're a pro. The lane oil at these public lanes.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
Yeah, I know.
It's just
trash. Yeah, we should open up the first carpeted bowling lanes.
Yep, you just hurl a shot put down this carpet and what's funny is they were closing and I tried to get one last ball in, so I just hucked it down the lane because the guard was off. And the dude working watched me. He waited until I threw it, and then he put the fucking gate down.
Okay.
Ball just creamed that barrier, dude.
Oh, he did it on purpose.
Yeah, did it on purpose.
Because he didn't like his job, or because he wanted to get you in trouble, or what?
I think he just thought it was funny.
Yeah. I mean, it is funny.
It was hilarious.
That's always funny. Loud noises like that. Two things colliding at that speed. Hilarious.
I had the lamest reaction to it, too. I put both I put both my hands on my head. Yeah. It was the most childish shit ever. So yeah, that's basically the last week, you know.
How've the shows been?
Shows been good. Jacksonville got a little weird, but it was fun.
Why?
Remember that shit they did to us last time where they screamed Duval and it sounds like booing?
Oh, yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, they started like Duval, and I'm like, and then I react. Well, the guy opening for me, Zayed, they did it to him, and then he reacted to it like a boo, and he goes, ah, fuck you guys, and then he keeps doing his set. And they do it to me right at the end of my set, and I was like, the fuck? And I just made this face. And I said, oh, no, the swamp people are mad at me like I give a shit. Then everyone afterward was like, yo, it's just a chant.
Yeah. They were all actually cheering you on.
Yeah, basically. So I was like, oh, man, that was unnecessarily rude.
Did they lose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they did.
Yes, they did. So did the Bills. You're really sad about that, right?
I actually was. I watched the game.
Did you bet on it?
I had it up on the TV. No, I don't know. I wanted the Bills to win. I thought it would have been cool. Like, I don't know.
If Josh
For America,
Hall?
You know?
For America.
I don't know. People fucking, I mean, maybe it's just because I have a lot of friends that are fans of the Bills, but like people care so much.
About the
and
Bills?
I just get the vibe that they've been bad for so long. It's like generations of Bills fans just hoping that their kids maybe will see some shot at winning the Super Bowl, and then it's just like never happened, and this is like the closest they've gotten.
I would say that's accurate.
And then the whole Hamlin thing happened, so like it would have been cool for it to happen.
Yep.
And then it didn't.
Yep, but the Bengals took it. Go ahead.
Yeah, did you see this shit? So like I've pretty much like gotten rid of social media like just during the day.
Okay.
Like I'm able to like not really check my phone. My screen time is way down. But I have this bad habit of like waking up. I'll wake up at 5 a.m. and I'll turn over and just like open my phone and go on Twitter for like, and I'll just lay in bed for 30 minutes. This is how I start my day.
Yeah.
Horrible fucking habit, right?
No, what are you talking about? That's a good way to start your day.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good. It's a great way to start off with like inner peace and, you know, just to be grateful for things. It doesn't make me angry at all.
38 dead in Yemen. Or, oh, good morning.
Yeah, exactly. But today's was. I saw these tweets about like people not thinking that Hamlin was the real guy.
Oh my.
Because he covered his face the whole time.
Oh my.
And was
God,
like,
dude.
Was like putting up like Illuminati signs.
Oh my.
Like
God,
the triangle
dude.
And the 666 or something like that. And I'm like, and I'm going down this fucking rat because I'm like, you know, you can't help but be like, oh, come on, this is ridiculous. And then you click the tweet and read the reply. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You fall down this horrible rabbit hole of like conspiracy. So that's how I started my day. Was this 5:15 a.m. I'm like, it's like, I sincerely don't think that he's actually alive and all. I'm like, oh my God, dude.
I think that's like all the like the Satanist or like the not Satan, but they what's the word I'm looking for? Whatever they, you know, they think like mainstream media is Satanism, and they're, you know, I think those are the same people that were like, oh, bet you he got the vaccine.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of that when he first got hit. So it's just.
But there's a lot of tweets. Like, it was trending. That's why I clicked it.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there is a ton of people that buy that. Buy have that you, narrative.
Have you noticed the difference on Twitter? Do you go on Twitter at all?
I still do. Yep.
Have you noticed the difference?
In?
Since Elon took over?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely. Yes and no. I've always kind of looked at Twitter like a shithole, but it definitely, I think the app feels really, let me think about this for a second.
Like, to me, it's just really, it's way, way more like algorithm. Like, you can tell they turned up the algorithm. Like, you can feel it when they do that.
Yeah.
They turned it up. It's like, oh, more extremist shit. Like, we're like, you know, it's basically like attention. Eyeballs on our site is going down. Turn it up the algorithm. Make the shit more alarmist, more extreme, more, you know, polarizing, and then people stay on the app longer. You know, I bet you it's like a direct thing.
Well, what I find hilarious is with Twitter Moments, there's kind of handpicked headlines and then subsequent stories. Now, if you go to your search, it's just terms of things, and they don't.
Yeah.
I think they used to explain why it's trending, but I don't think they do that anymore. Like, let me look real quick. Yeah, it doesn't explain why a word or something is trending. So it'll just be like, you know, like fucking Matt Walsh and then just a bunch of tweets. So it's forcing you to go look, why is Matt Walsh trending, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, before Damar Hamlin, some celebrity had died and I looked it up on TikTok. And then just from that one search, all of my search recommendations on TikTok have been people dying. And so I've been taking screenshots of like, I took one recently where it was, I'm not exaggerating, like 5 or 6 RIP trends. It's like, yeah. So, but back to your point, I definitely feel like Twitter is a lot crazier. But not in a fun way. I feel Twitter used to be crazy in a fun way where people were just doing wild shit. You know, they're just wild stories like Zola and stuff like that. Now it's just, you know, people mad at each other.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Just arguing and it's like the worst takes all day. And yeah. Worst in the sense where everyone's competing for like unique takes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's by nature, they get more and more extreme, more alarmist. Like they're designed, people that are tweeting in that way, which is everything now. It's like, here's a fucking thing that gets your attention and then a thread, right?
Yep.
So those things are always the most, like they make you mad by design.
Yeah. Anger is the new porn, as soon as I cut that out,
then I'm good, you know?
Yeah. You know, you're just wildly disconnected from the population, dude, but yeah, whatever. You know, it's really fucking important that you know how many people believe Damar Hamlin is part of the Illuminati. It's really crucial.
No,
to
that's
your
really
brain.
Yeah, it really works well when you bring that up in real life too.
Yeah.
You know, really like that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's not like at all off-putting and strange when you just interrupt a conversation maybe about food. When you're like,
yeah, no, not at all. People think you're cool.
People definitely like respect how online you are and are like, oh, thank God you're here. We had no one else to be that online as you. And you have really done something for us by bringing this fucking really crucial piece of knowledge to the friend group. So thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, guys, if
R.I.P. So this is the screenshot of your page.
Yeah, bro.
R.I.P. Devin Wilcox, singer C.J. Harris dies at 31. I had that one on mine, too.
Yeah.
The Wire star Al Brown dead at like, dude.
Isn't this insane? I think I said 4 or 5. It's 7.
That's fucking crazy. We're not designed to like, I don't process that much like.
Death?
Grief at one time. Not to say you'd be like grieving any of these people, but like maybe you would be.
That's
anyone
what I'm saying.
Dying is bad. You don't want to hear about that, you know?
But also
it's
imagine
tough to read.
Imagine, so it's like 8 here. It's literally 8. Imagine I cared about 4 of these.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even three.
Imagine you didn't know too.
Yeah.
Finding out about four at the same time. Oh, what?
Oh,
what? No! Just worst day ever.
Just speed running Game of Thrones in real life. Yeah. Well, fuck. Those are all my favorite characters. Now they're all gone. Yeah, I put out a really, yeah. I tweeted for fun for the first time in a while yesterday. And it's like actually doing well, and it's so stupid.
What'd you say?
Because, you know, there's the whole discussion about like the people getting like the reaction of the Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah.
I just said Pfizer got me, dude. Some of the
that shit was actually funny.
Yeah, the Pfizer got me yanking my meat aggressively.
That was good. I laughed at that.
All right, that's fair. I just, you know, I was crying at one. It was like this like fucking little Latino kid like dancing. Just like copy and pasted the person, and I didn't get the song at first, so it just looks like he's like kind of just jigging for a second.
Okay.
I was just crying laughing.
You see the dude on the subway?
No, but I'm sure
he's like
hilarious.
Doing that same sort of thing, but you can tell he's like doing it to a beat.
Yeah.
These two like old white people are just like trying to help him sit down. And someone's filming him and they don't like see him take off his mask and go,
oh my God. Oh my God. No, I'm gonna link this dude right here. Without the song, it's so funny. I mean, with the song, the song takes away from it, I feel. I think imagining what he's doing in this moment is so good.
He's hitting that. What dance move is that even?
Hard as hell. I think he's just, you know, I think he's just teasing that he's about to get busy.
Oh, then he does.
Yeah. When he lets it finally
this one
rip.
Right here.
Yeah, dude. Yep. We're gonna get copyrighted as hell for that. All right.
Urgent.
I take it back. This song definitely makes it funnier.
Rogelio, 25, a healthcare worker, was mandated to take COVID-19 vaccine. 3 days later, paralyzed from legs down, followed by severe convulsions and seizures, can no longer clean, cook, drive a car, requires full-time caretaker. I'm a prisoner in my own home. And that's the video?
Yes. Yeah, bro. Too good.
That's really funny.
Yeah, there really are just painfully stupid people online right now that are really confident. Did you
being chronically online is starting to become like a legitimate disease.
Yeah. I can't wait for the day, man, when doctors start pulling in 26-year-olds and or no, we're just going to get those cookie cutter pharma ads. Are you chronically online?
Yeah.
You may have chronic, you know.
Yeah.
You may have.
You might have chronic chicken brain.
Yeah. Chronic something-itis.
Yeah.
You know, and then they just they just rebrand fucking Klonopin.
Yeah.
Take 600 grams of Klonopin to reduce your amount of online and just show someone comatose in their bedroom.
And the graph of screen time going down.
Yeah. The longer you're unconscious, the longer your screen time goes down.
Dude, the amount of people that fucking tagged me in this moose running into the car video.
Oh, bro. That one wasn't even that good.
It's not that good. It's just anything that involves any sort of moose or deer or elk or anything.
Yep.
We get tagged in it, like relentlessly.
Yeah, this one wasn't, you know, it didn't really do anything for me.
I mean, he charged full speed.
Yeah, but dude,
I
think in the realm of animals getting punted, you know?
Yeah.
We're beyond, you know, like the doggy style. You know what I mean? You know, when people watch porn too much, they got to just go to the depths. They got to watch.
Yeah. We're like, we've advanced.
Yeah. We're at, you know, put
like we're
me,
desensitized.
Yeah. Bury me in a hole in a rubber suit. That's where we're at with moose punting.
Someone posted that too, I think. Oh man, I saw it was like maybe on my Reddit or something like that. But somebody was like, "I remember Cody and Noel. Like, help me find this video, please. I remember Cody and Noel joking about someone being like lowered into a hole in the ground and then covered." This is so funny reading about someone trying to find that video. Like, they're like, "I need to see this so bad that I'm going to post on Reddit." And then someone was like, "Steamy tweets."
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember being so gassed to play that because I just knew this is going to be the weirdest thing ever.
Should we run it back right now? Luke's got it up.
Yeah, sure.
Is this the one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our guy right there. A guy with a hole in his living room. Oh yeah, House of Gourd. Oh shit.
House of Gourd.
Hey man, by the way, those are the carpets we could put in our gym.
Exactly. No, I was kind of thinking more like it needs some like depth to it, you know? It needs to be squishy.
Okay, all right. Bro, how did they make this hole? That's what I want to know.
Fucking Gourd is horsing around. You know what I mean?
Dude.
This dude looks just like the most normal, like middle class dad ever.
What if he's not actually into it? Only the lady is, and he just is. He's just a former like construction contractor that knows how to do this, an engineer.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, "Will you build me a hole that you could bury me into?" He's like, "Ah, yeah, I suppose." Look at him. Look at the way he's lowering her in.
The foundation is structurally sound enough. Do you know what this built on? Is it soot or is it
what are we talking about? Is it granite? Is it bedrock? If it's bedrock, I could get through it in about a week, you know, if we're you know, anything softer than that, I would not advise building it here. We should probably do it out back.
Dude. I can build you a little elevator in there if you want. Dude. I mean,
go back. Look at the way he lowers her. He treats it like a pallet at Home Depot. No, go to like 10 more seconds back. Like the way he gets his hand on it. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it'll just be a second. We'll just get right in there. Okay, there you go.
Okay, down you go there. So let me know when you want to come back up.
I'll just be right here. I'm going to watch the Bills game.
I got my pager right here, so you know how to contact me.
He goes out and just has a sandwich somewhere. Hey, Gourd. Hey, how you doing?
My wife packed me lunch again today.
So what you got today? Some lady just wanted me to put her in a hole.
Yeah.
So I go back there about an hour, and, you know, I pull her out.
He's like, "Are you sure you want to do this? Because this is gonna do, you know, it'll damage your rug."
The way he's got the two-piece rubber mat over it. Now, see, if you cut it in two pieces, it'll give it a little bit better grip, so the disc won't float as much. Yep.
How could you possibly be turned on by this? You know, I don't mean to like fetish shame or anything, but that's a big question mark for me. There he is. Just unwinding after day's honest work, you know?
Yep, put a woman in a hole. I think that's the kink, is you know, you're enslaved to someone. And I think the other way around is like you get off on being the master.
I like it. This is posted on r claustrophobia.
What else we got on this subreddit?
Yeah, why would... Are these people that are claustrophobic? Because if they are, why would they want...
Irrational fear my ass. Okay. Yeah, what is the point
of
this?
Why would you want to see this if you're claustrophobic, you know?
Oh, it's this... That's the point of the subreddit. It's to... I guess.
Exposure therapy?
Maybe. This is just going to be a cat. Yeah, I don't know why cats do this. Cats are stupid as fuck.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I have the parasite, dude. I absolutely 100% have it.
Why? Because you want to go in a fishbowl?
No. I don't want to become a cat. I'm just fucking obsessed with my cats now. I don't know what happened.
Oh.
And every time I see a video of a cat, I'm like, my endorphins start firing.
Okay. Luke, pull up the Harley Davidson website.
Why?
Can I just go to any motorcycle?
Oh, because of the risk tolerance thing?
Oh, yeah. No, let's just see, you know.
Yeah, see? That's why I was so into it when Chet and his friend Josh were pitching us on that.
Oh, that does
like,
make
fuck
sense.
Yeah, I need to learn how to wheelie. Let's go.
Yeah, let's just get a look at any one of these here bikes. Now, watching this person. Here we go. Any of these tickle your fancy?
Oh, yeah, every single one.
No, seriously,
do you one of those things, dude.
Do you feel something when you look at these bikes?
Yeah, they're beautiful. I'd love to get on one of those and oh yeah.
I mean, I would too, honestly.
That's a beautiful bike. It really is.
Yeah, I want to ride a motorcycle so bad.
I wasn't kidding when I said we should go do that. So.
Yeah. We can. I don't know that we have to do it.
with the man.
Yeah, you know, we could just, you know. Yeah, I want
actually,
a
Cody
so
and
Noel
do motorcycling would be good.
Yeah, really good. Cody Noel do low interest financing on motorcycle. That'd be part
two.
Yeah,
it's just us purchasing one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 3-minute video.
Yeah.
Hey, we bought a bike. look up the Ducati Diavel. I've always
what
wanted
going
to
on behind us here. Let's see.
Just more.
Yeah, just. Oh, that's a sick bike.
I want this. I've wanted this motherfucker since ever.
A great
this
bike.
Or an 848.
Beautiful.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Mm.
My friend, growing up, my best friend, him and his whole family drove Ducatis. They were like a motorcycle family.
Oh, dude. Alina has said, no shot.
Really?
Did she
put the banhammer on you?
Yeah, banhammer on the bike.
Classic. Classic ball and chain.
Nah, I mean, I get it. It's
no, I get it too, honestly.
Yeah. In LA, it's such a death sentence, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I did my first bike ride on PCH a couple weekends ago.
You scared?
That shit was scary.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
Yeah, people. Because
number one, like the traffic is really scary, right?
Yep.
It actually isn't that bad in most parts because like the shoulder, once you get like past the pier, the shoulder, it's actually pretty big.
Yep.
But before that, it's like, you know, from Santa Monica through the Palisades,
mm-hmm.
like the amount of congestion there and the shoulder is tiny. And this was like right after the rain. So there's just shit like debris all over the road.
Yep.
And at one point I like hit something. And my friend was like, you just hit a can of soda. I was going 25 miles an hour on a bike and I hit a can of soda. Like I'm pretty sure that shit was full.
Yeah. And did it pop or did you swerve?
I don't know. I was and then I just kept cruising.
Oh, damn. Oh, so that must have looked a little wild from the rear.
Yeah, I mean, it's just scary, man.
You just plowed it. Well, the thing that freaks me out about bikes is I definitely have a sense of the speed from driving, or not speed, but like the style of driving, just from shifters and driving that legend car that one time.
Yeah.
So I've already done a little motorcycle foreplay, and I know I like it.
I see.
So... You know, that's, but yeah. And I think similarly, after you do, you know, once you get comfortable biking, that's the same shit. You're just doing some motorcycle foreplay right now.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning into the main. Speaking of foreplay, Cody and I are going to go down each other's thoughts on...
Well, we got Australian man starts dating his sex doll. This is actually really funny. The article is hilarious. It's like perfectly written, honestly. Cheetah attacks car?
Whoa.
Yeah, and there's more where that came from.
And we're going to go down on each other's thoughts on all of those in the bonus episode.
Yes.
Where can they find that?
Thank you again for the Roadhead, by the way. And you can find that on tmgstudios.tv. And you can also get the original episode ad-free, of course, and the episode behind me ad-free as well. So we'll see you there.
Goodbye.
This week on the Bone Zone. Yo, let's make an OnlyFans. Who knows? This guy could be raking it in. That's the thing about OnlyFans.
That one. No, scroll down to the in the blue. Fuck that, dude.
They do this challenge where they all write their like deepest, darkest, like sexual secret. And he's like, okay, mom, what's yours? She's like kind of choked up a little bit. She doesn't really want to say it, right? So you can feel it. You're like, oh, it's the one.
I, 22 female, think my brother, 25 male, unknowingly subscribed to my OnlyFans. Holy shit, dude.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.